It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. Joining you on the Rural Radio Network and on the phone with us today is Tyler Hughes. He serves on the Nebraska Dry Pea and Lentil Commission. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me today, Alex.
So first of all, let's just get familiar with Tyler. Tell us a little bit more about you and your operation and what you guys do.
We farm in southwest Nebraska, only about 6 miles away from the Nebraska-Colorado border in Chase and Perkins counties. Mostly dry land, little bit of irrigation. But do a little bit with those yellow peas you mentioned, and just coming off our winter wheat seeding.
All right, so let's back up. Take us through a year in review on your operation with some of the different crops you guys grow. What does that look like?
We do quite a bit of the crops on our dryland acres. We'll do wheat, corn, proso millet, and yellow peas, all in a rotation, in a fixed rotation. This spring, it was very dry to start out with. We had a lot of snow over the winter, but we were looking at a dry forecast. We weren't sure how many acres to put in. And then once we hit May timeframe, we got a whole bunch of rain, which is kind of the opposite from what the rest of the Corn Belt. They ended up being very dry, but I think we had 12 inches of rain within the month of May, which is, probably 2/3 of what our annual precip usually is. So all of a sudden, we got our soil profile filled up, and things were looking good, long as you could get all the crops planted. And then it was complete polar opposite kind of the rest of the year. The rain shut off, maybe had a couple instances in June, July, but, maybe an inch and a half or two at most over the rest of the growing season. So we used up those soil reserves, and everything had kind of been surviving on vapors here up to the harvest time.
So looking at that wheat crop this year, I guess, how did harvest go and what did that look like for you guys?
The wheat was early enough where it really benefited from having that full soil profile. So the wheat did very well. We were very pleased with those yields. Maybe was running out of it by the very end of that. We also have yellow peas, which we harvest right after that winter wheat, usually mid-July to late July timeframe. It was a nearly ideal year for them where we didn't have the hot temperatures in June, and we had, that good soil moisture profile. So the peas had probably the best conditions that they could grow in. So that crop did very well as well. But then all of our winter wheat acres follow those yellow peas. So we're kind of doing the yellow peas in lieu of what traditionally our area would do as chem fallow or summer fallow. We're actually getting a cash crop out in there, growing, contributing to soil health. They fixate a little bit of nitrogen to go into that soil. But then we'll seed the winter wheat on that same acre in late September, early October. We didn't have that moisture that we usually get after harvest. So we were very depleted on our soil levels, but I've been surprised at how good the wheat is coming up at this point. We were able to get it deep enough and get it germinated and up and growing.
Well, I know, Tyler, we are catching you in the middle of harvest right now. For the rest of the year and until spring planting, what do you guys hope to be focusing on?
Hoping to finish up corn harvest here maybe by Halloween. That's always the goal. Then after that, hopefully we've got a few more nice days. We can get some good fall tillage done, maybe get out, get some soil sampling done, and get us set up good for going into the winter and prepped at a good point, getting ready for 2024.
All right. Want to be respectful of your time, but is there anything we missed that's important to mention?
Nope. I'd just like to thank the Wheat Board. They've been instrumental in helping the Nebraska Dry Pea and Lentil Commission get off to a good start. They've been very helpful, kind of helping us as a commodity board get our feet underneath us, have offered some good resources of theirs to help us get going. So greatly appreciative of their help in it and everything they do for the state.
A lot of insightful information. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alex. It was a pleasure.
That again, joining us, Tyler Hughes with the Nebraska Dry Pea and Lentil Commission. And that'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.